Сьогодні справа про імпічмент президента Сполучених Штатів Дональда Трампа переходить у публічну.
Уільям Тейлор, ancien chargé d'affaires à Kiev.
Американо Трамп дайторіова
йока. Інвестигаціон контра президента Дональд Трамп.
Donald Trump, Ambassador William Taylor, Ukraine, the whole world is watching the impeachment inquiry today. How is it landing in the country, though, at the center of all of this? The World's Daniel Offman is in Kyiv, Ukraine right now. He says, like the U.S., Ukraine is fixated on a phone call.
Basically, the element of the story that's most interesting to Ukrainians is the phone call, the phone conversation between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And so, essentially, the question is, did Zelensky act the right way in the phone call or did he not? And the coverage is 100% based on which channel you watch. So the channels that are owned by pro-government, pro-Zelensky oligarchs are saying he did a great job. He said exactly what he needed to say in order to maintain that flow of U.S. military funding for Ukraine. I spoke to an independent media analyst. His name is Vadim Miskiy, and here's what he had to say.
If it's a favorable channel, everybody will say that, okay, Zelensky do everything good and no worries, everything goes good and role of Ukraine is okay and nothing extraordinary happened.
Now, Zelensky's political opponents say that, no, he acted dishonorably, he should have stood up to Trump and he shouldn't have went along with Trump's demands.
It's reflected the general attitude of political force and guys who stand behind the political forces and some channels towards Zelensky, nothing more.
So depending on what newspaper, what channel you watch, you're going to get a different perspective. And Ukrainians, like in the streets of Kyiv, what are they saying about the impeachment inquiry?
For most Ukrainians, this actually isn't the top story. For them, there are a lot of much more vital, much more pertinent issues that affect them day to day. For example, the war in the East is still going on, and people think and talk about that all the time. People have family members, friends, loved ones who serve in the East, and they're worried about them every day, so that's at the top of mind. The other thing is that they are looking at the Zelensky government, and they're looking at his agenda because of the fact that he's the president, and his party also controls parliament. So with every new move, they're tracking that, and stuff that's going on far away in the United States just isn't as important.
So, Daniel, beyond how the impeachment inquiry is covered in the media, really at the core of this is that infamous phone call between Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. And at the core of that phone call is nearly $400 million in military aid that was being held up allegedly in exchange for dirt on Joe Biden. So according to the people you spoke with, has anything changed about their view of U.S. support there in Ukraine?
Well, actually, I spoke to an independent military analyst. His name is Mikhail Losamos. He actually looked at the U.S.-Ukrainian relationship very realistically. He said, listen, the U.S. right now is going through a political crisis. It's going through an election season, and stuff will change.
And, of course, Ukraine needs to do as Ukraine needs to do in this situation on the war in the conditions of the war with Russia.
He said that Ukraine needs to rely on itself. It needs to rely on its own military and to build it internally. And the fact is, things in the U.S. will fluctuate politically, but the war in eastern Ukraine is not changing for the time being, so it needs to be self-reliant. Another interesting point that he brought up was the fact that the U.S. withdrew from Syria and abandoned the Kurds only underlined that point. So if I'm a Ukrainian sitting here in Kyiv, why should I rely on the Americans if they have shown that at times they're just not trustworthy?
The U.S. military does have a presence in Ukraine. Have you been able to speak with any of their people, and what are they saying?
Yes, the U.S. military does have a presence here in Ukraine. Of course, it's not a combat mission here in Ukraine, but they do have bases here in Ukraine in which they train with their Ukrainian military counterparts. I actually visited one of those bases in western Ukraine, and I was able to speak to some military personnel. And what's really interesting to me is they are living in a world in which impeachment doesn't exist, politics don't exist, the phone call between Trump and Zelensky never happened. They're there just to complete their mission, and their mission is to train with Ukrainian military personnel in order to advance their capabilities. When I spoke to them about that, I said, well, at the end of the day, you're here to train the Ukrainian military in order to retain its sovereignty and be able to keep up their military effort in the east against Russia. The word Russia was out of bounds. Anything veering on political, anything veering on the word Trump, impeachment was completely out of bounds. They're 100% focused just on their mission.
The World's Daniel Hoffman in Kiev. Thanks very much for the view from there.
Thank you so much, Marco.